Welcome to Passionate and Practical. This is going to be an awesome episode. I'm so excited to have a family friend on the show, Melanie Stimmel. I've known her for, we were trying to put it together, almost 20 years. She has been someone I've looked up to when it comes to faith, motherhood, and all things adoption and foster care. She has an amazing story of joy and sorrow, pain and brokenness and beauty, and God is in all of it. And recently, she just took a job with Mosaic Church, our church, and she's doing adoption and foster care, community care coordinating. And she is going to share a little bit of her story about foster care to adoption to now helping other families that are in that world. So Melanie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
I'm so excited. So Melanie, tell us first about your family. Tell us a little bit about what it looks like to be a mama to biological kids and adoptive kids and how you kind of got into that world.
Four biological kids, and we adopted a sibling group of six. And how we got into that world was we came home from our honeymoon 30 years ago and got a call that our niece had been taken away from my husband's sister and they needed someone to watch her. So we instantly became parents after just getting home from our honeymoon, and we had no idea how to parent. We were a hot mess. There was no doubt. Luckily, she turned out okay. But what we realized while we were watching our niece is that our system is really kind of messed up, and the kids really needed advocates to fight for them. And we made a commitment with her that we would be foster parents one day. So we went on to have our own little people, and three kids in, we started taking the foster parenting class and quickly found out we were pregnant with number four. And so we kind of held off on that for a year. And as soon as number four was delivered, we started the classes and never looked back. So it's been about 19 years that we've been fostering. Along the way, we fell in love with a sibling group of six and adopted them. And over 100 kids have come through our doors, and we've we've learned to love in deep ways that we never thought was possible.
That's incredible. I did not know that that was kind of the start to your story, was having kids, your niece come into your home. And so tell me a little bit about, you know, tell me a little bit about your kids. What, I know you have 10 and plus a daughter-in-law recently. Yes. So tell us a little bit about your kids, their personalities, how they work together, and what are some of the things that you've learned about them along the way?
Well, that's a big question because there's a lot of kids. my oldest, actually, I think one of the true treats that God has showed us through this journey is how my children, my biological children, have learned to love others and not judge others, and knowing that everybody has a beginning, and some of the beginnings are not as pretty as other beginnings, and that when you know that, and you know that your job is to pray over those kids and their parents, their biological parents, and God takes care of the rest, it's a peaceful place. It really is, because you don't have control over the outcomes. You just have control over the prayer and the love that you give them.
Okay, so I'm about to hit you with a hard question.
Oh,
so as believers, we are told that we are supposed to take care of the orphan and the widow. Mm-hmm. And what do you say to a Christian that comes up to you and she's like, he or she says, Melanie, it's so awesome that you've stepped into foster care and adoption. I'm so happy for you. I could never do that because blank. Fill in the blank. You've heard it all.
I have.
Tell me the hard truth about what God has called us into and how you feel like you can invite others into this story, because God has essentially called us all into caring for the orphan and widow. And obviously that takes, you know, It looks different ways for each person. But to say that I don't have a part in that, I don't think is an option. For me, as a Christian, I don't think it's an option. So what does it look like to fiercely and boldly call people into this world?
Yes. I think people ought I actually think most people really believe that the only option is to take a child in. And that's not the only option ever, ever, ever. Not everybody is made to be a foster parent, but everybody can help make a meal. Everybody can pray for a family. Everybody maybe can dial the phone number for a pizza. I think people forget that they can be a child mentor. They can be a prayer warrior. They can be an encourager. They can be just a phone call to a family that's going through a hard time with a child that just really, you know, came into their home and their circumstances were not pretty before they came into their home. So I think people just, when they hear foster care, they only think of that one thing, like taking a child in, and they always say the same thing. Well, how can you love a child and then let them go? And how can you not? And how you love them can be in so many different ways. And I love that. I love sharing that with other people. And that's why my job at Mosaic is so perfect for me, because I'm creating communities, little teams that go in and serve a family and love on them. And yes, they may take them a meal. Yes, they may help with homework. Yes, they may fold laundry. They may drive some kid to a baseball game. There's so many ways.
I think it's a slippery slope, because I think if as soon as people start entering into this world, they fall in love and they're like, okay, sign me up. Maybe they start with taking a meal, but have you seen it where someone's like, no, 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 I'll never do that, but I can make that phone call. I can bring a meal to a family, or I can help babysit for the kids. Then they end up in that world.
They
do. You see it?
Oh, I see it a lot. I love that part too. Those are the greatest stories that you get to share with people. Or like, we just woke up and said, you know, God just really has called us, and we're going to do it. And I love cheering them on. Mm-hmm. My favorite, mentoring a new family when they get this first child, and it's just like any other child, except for they've been through some hard stuff. They've been taken away in a hard situation. And it's just so fun to watch walk a new foster family through something.
Yeah, I recently watched Instant Family on Prime Video. It was a lot of laughs, a lot of crying, and a lot of just really reminded my heart of the fact that this will be in some capacity part of our story. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought about adoption, and I've always kind of been open to that. But I'm just going to be honest, because this is a place to be real and honest and raw. When I had my own kids, something changed, and not for the better. But I feel like I became more fearful. I became more protective. And I thought, how could I bring someone into this thing that we have going that's so good and so pure? How could we possibly expose my kids to, is it even responsible to expose my kids to another kid that has maybe been abused and possibly could inflict pain or harm on my own children? And so how do you encourage that mom mm-hmm. that wants so badly to protect her own kid, her own little one, but also step into that calling that God is called them? Because God doesn't promise safety. The gospel doesn't promise safety. And so really, we're not opening ourselves up to be like, okay, God's going to take care of us and nothing bad's going to happen. You're saying, I'm going to step in mm-hmm. regardless mm-hmm. of what the outcome is and trust God wholeheartedly. How do you encourage that, mama or dad?
I hear that question all the time. I encourage them to know who they are and what their family is about, their makeup of their family. And then I encourage them to really pray through what age group would fit best with their family and their personalities. If they really have a heart for doing this, then there is a child out there for them waiting that's the perfect fit for their family. Yeah. And then you are smart about it, you know. God tells us to pray through everything, and he's not joking. He means pray through this. Make sure you know what you're doing or where you're walking with this other child in your house.
What's been the biggest blessing to be in the foster care and adoption community?
As I said earlier, just watching my own children, My oldest actually is a recruiter now for foster parents. So I love that they have a heart for this. But I have been on the Lake County Foster Parent Association board for 10 years, 11 years, and just watching every single one of those new families pop out. We're going to save the world. We're going to save a child. And then they get the child and they call me at midnight, like, what do I do with this in this situation? And it's just been such a blessing to me to be able to use that wisdom that it was hard probably for me the first time I went through it. But, you know, once you've been through something, you've learned, and being able to share that. And then I joined the state board. And now I get to travel around the entire central region talking to families and encouraging them and just giving them my phone number and making sure that laws are being passed to change the environment so it gets better every year.
Paint the picture for us of what does foster care look like in Central Florida?
So in the Central Florida area, kids that are with their grandparents, kids that are placed in out-of-home care, which is technically foster care, kinship care, or guided—I forget what the other one is. There's over 10,000 kids just in the Central Florida area. People are kind of shocked to know, but a lot of grandparents take in kids, and that's all another place. And so, what we've passed just recently is that grandparents can now get a certain level of licensing so they can get funded for keeping their grandkids.
Oh, wow.
Because they're on a strict budget when they retire, and everybody knows it, and yet they weren't being paid to keep their grandkids safe, and that just had to change. So that's a pretty exciting change.
Wow. What a beautiful way for our community to advocate for grandparents is to be able to support them as they're supporting their family members, their grandkids. So 10,000, that I don't think I can even comprehend that number for us. That's not even, doesn't even come close to how many people we see in and out the doors of our own church, which is a very big church. So thinking about every face that I see on a Sunday times two or three or even four, that's how many kids are vulnerable in Central Florida alone.
And some of these kids come in with their siblings, of course, that there's 7, 8, 9 siblings. And I mean, how does one say yes to that?
Right.
Unless they have somebody supporting them. So how beautiful would it be if everybody took a family and supported that family?
Do you do any work with single moms, or is there spaces in Central Florida that does work with single moms, or are there opportunities to show hospitality and provide housing for a single mom?
Yeah, I think we do have lots of different groups that are stepping out and helping single moms. I know just around the corner from Mosaic, we have a resale store that all the proceeds go to single moms, and we have different companies that actually house the moms and get them back on their feet and help them. It's called prevention. So in the state of Florida, the first thing we want to do is not have a child go into care. We want to have a child and that family be supported and prevent going into foster care. So yes, that is a very big part of the budget for DCF.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about Mosaic's adoption and foster care and kind of what the current model looks like and what you're hoping to see in the future.
Just a little over a month into the job, and my goal is that every one of our foster families at Mosaic have a care community. And that care community is a team of individuals that maybe don't want to foster, but they want to support foster families and love on them. So those care communities have just the ability to pray for that family, to bring meals, to do laundry, to do yard work, whatever fits into that family's need. It's really nice to get a meal, but is it going to be on a night that it doesn't fit really kind of into their, you know, sports schedule or whatever? So each one of our care communities have a team leader, and that team leader is connecting with that family every week to make sure that the schedules, if they have court, let's be praying all over that family and the bio family. So court is in God's will. So yeah, my goal is definitely to make sure every one of our foster and adoptive families that want a care community have one.
So going a little bit closer to home with Mosaic, how many Mosaic foster care and adoptive families do we have at the church? Do you know that number?
Right now I have 30 on my list fostering, which I think there's a lot more that we just don't know about. So I'm going to be kind of standing at the door in the nursery area as soon as we all get back together too. Maybe with a big sign says, are you a foster? I don't know. I'll have to get creative on that. I know we have over 200 families that have adopted from all over the world and that we have been reaching out to. I'm making sure that we call them every other week during this. And I'm going to put together a Zoom call for this Thursday evening to see if anybody wants to chat, because I know they all know each other. So yeah, I think it'd be fun.
That is incredible. I love that. I love that you're willing to stand outside of the childcare with a sign just to find out who else is fostering.
I don't want to miss anybody.
Yeah. And that's, I think that is the beauty of this, is that something that so often can feel so heavy and hard and lonely. There is a community in Central Florida that is really thriving through the hardships and the hard stuff. Cause, I love that, our pastor from Stage, he is, an adoptive parent, him and his wife, they have 4 biological children and 4, adopted from Ethiopia. And he shares from the stage that it's both equally beautiful and both equally brutal, he says. And so, I don't think that this invitation is not an invitation into, a community of sunshine and rainbows and butterflies. But it is real, and it is, just a beautiful, beautiful, I mean, I watch these families, from afar, and I just see the wisdom and the beauty and just how faithful these families are. Really, the word that comes to mind is faithful. Melanie, when I see you on a Sunday, I just think, there's my hero walking by. I know that you do a lot for this, for your family and for the community. And I think that that is just amazing. And I'm so thankful and so honored to have you on the show talking about this. Is there anything that you might add, to this, like if you were to invite someone into this space? I know we talked a little bit about that, but what is your invitation for, what is your why of your motivating factor for why you stepped in to foster care and what God has kind of taught you personally through this?
My why is, basically God has called us all. I mean, that's just why he chose my heart. I'm just thankful. I think for every person that has a heart for children, listen to that. I think it's important to sit down and just have peace with him, and he'll show you where you're supposed to fit in. He'll guide you there. And make sure that your family is all on board, too, because it is a family decision to foster. It's not for every family, but every family can be a support family. And anybody that really here, you know, on this podcast that is interested in that can go to the Mosaic page, and there is an actual link. I'm interested in getting involved, and we can do a training and get them ready.
That's awesome. We actually have neighbors right next door that they are children's pastors at a different church in Central Florida, but they were trained for foster care at Mosaic, and they actually have a little girl that they're in the process of adopting. Yay. So Mosaic really has been instrumental in their story as well, which is really awesome to see. So Melanie, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing a little bit about your story. Thank you for stepping so boldly into this space that just really, really needs people to step up. I'm so thankful to partner with you in the work of the gospel through Mosaic Church, and I'm so excited to run this race with you and to continue to grow together in our faith and our walk. So if there's anything else that you want to add.
No.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you all are infinitely valuable. You were created with a unique set of gifts, skills, and talents created by God for his purpose and his glory. So go and be his hands and feet to this broken world. Thanks so much. Amen.